You know what today is? Today on the religious calendar, or on the faith calendar, is Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is a unique day in all of history that we celebrate. I don't know if it was on the 28th of March or not. But it's highlighted different times through in our springtime to remind us of these moments that Christ was doing something monumental in our lives and for all humankind. And this day we celebrate that Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, and then next Sunday will be Easter Sunday, right? Palm Sunday, push the button, please. Palm Sunday is this Sunday. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday. And so Easter will be celebrating that the tomb is empty. Personally, just the only hollow candy you should be made is a tomb. Those who make hollow Easter bunnies ought to be sued and put in jail. You got an Easter bunny like this. You give it one little squeeze, you got an Easter pile like this. But I think we should start producing empty tombs, hollow Easter candy that looks like tombs, because the tomb is empty, and we're gonna celebrate that next week. This week, we are celebrating Palm Sunday. Next week, Easter Sunday, or Resurrection Sunday. The religious calendar, the week in between, is referred to as Holy Week, or has been referred to for years and years and centuries. It has been referred to as Holy Week. The week between this week and the week and next Sunday, the week between this Sunday and next Sunday is Holy Week. Holy means sacred or set apart or consecrated. The events of this week in probably 27 AD altered the world forever. There is no other week in all of history that made more difference in the human race than this week that we celebrate. From this Sunday to next Sunday. From Palm Sunday to the Resurrection Sunday or Easter Sunday. Jesus rocked this world this week. Yet when I look out my window, yet when I look down the store aisles, yet when I look at our world, I see baskets and I see bunnies and I see Easter eggs, push the button, and I see Easter eggs and I see a whole bunch of fluffy toys, Easter supplies, Easter essentials. You type in Easter essentials in Google and you'll get that picture. I robbed it from there. I'm looking back here. What, everything you have is essential for this week, essential, culminating next Sunday, is in that basket. That's what they're telling me. You got to have a soft toy, and you got to have some games, and you got to have an Easter bunny chocolate, and you got to have some other candies, and you got to have everything you need for Easter is in that basket. That's what it's telling me. In the USA, we will spend $19 billion on Easter stuff. And much of that will be spent this coming week. $19 billion. I did the math on it. You know how much $19 billion is? If you lay $19 billion $1 bills end to end, you would circle the earth 72 times. $19 billion. Will be spent on the essentials of Easter. When in reality, when I read the word, the essentials of Easter have already been paid for. Easter baskets and candy, they'll make up 9 or 10 billion of that total. And then we'll spend some stuff on special clothes and gifts and $19 million on eggs will be spent this week. Cards and food for Easter Sunday lunch will make up the remainder. There will be many hours in preparation for this coming week. For the week, this week we will be preparing for next Sunday. Most people, if you look at the survey, most people believe that family is the most important thing in this Holy Week, in this week that we start this week and we end next week with the empty tomb. The most important thing is family. It's not. I love my family, but they're not the most important thing. Jesus is the most important thing. Jesus went to the mat for us. Luke 9:51 says this. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. If you're reading from the King James, it says he steadfastly set his face toward Jerusalem. If you're reading from the Living Bible, he moved steadily onward toward Jerusalem with an iron will. He was going to live out this week. And he was entering Jerusalem. He resolutely entered Jerusalem with an iron will. He was going to accomplish what he was going to accomplish, what needed to be accomplished for all of mankind. And it starts today in his world. He resolutely set out for Jerusalem. With an iron will, he set out for Jerusalem. From the temple to the tomb. His teaching was intense. His compassion was flowing. His love was evident, and his resolve was powerful. This week is recorded in Matthew chapters 21 through 27, Mark chapters 11 through 15, Luke 19 through 23, and John 12 through 19. 1,149 verses, 30% of the Gospels cover this week. 70% of the rest of the Gospels cover 33 plus years. This week is powerful. What Jesus was going to do this week was second to none. What Jesus was going to do this week was going to alter all of humanity for all of eternity. And he resolutely, with an iron will, he came because he loves us, because he loves you. He came from heaven to earth. And then from the earth to the cross through Jerusalem this week. Powerful what Jesus was doing. With his teaching and his compassion and his love and his resolve. The actions of this week altered my life and will alter yours and do alter yours. One thing that Jesus said this week as I poured through the scriptures and those 1,149 verses, I read them this week. And I was like, God, what do you want me? What do you want me to know about this week, God? What do you want me to know about this week? 1,149 verses poured through the Gospels. God, what do you want me to know? I want to know what Jesus accomplished. I want to know more about this week. I don't want an Easter bunny. I don't want a basket. I want Jesus. I want to know more about him. And I came to Matthew 22:29. And Jesus replied, "You are in error, because you do not know the scripture or the power of God." And that passage just leaped off the paper to me. He says, you are in error. And that word error means you have strayed from safety. You have strayed from truth. You have strayed from goodness because you don't know the word. You have strayed from truth. You have strayed from safety. You have strayed from goodness because you don't know the power of God. And before, when I read that passage, I thought Jesus had a little snarky attitude when he said it. But I think he had a compassion just pouring out to him. And they were trying to trick him. And they were trying to run him into a corner. And they were trying to prove that he wasn't the Messiah. They have all these hidden motives that they were trying to get him to go away. And he looks at him, he said, "You are doing this. You are in error. You have strayed from the truth. You have strayed from safety. You have strayed from goodness because you don't know the scripture and you don't know the power of God." Right in the middle of a very busy week, he was sitting down time after time after time, and reaching into the lives of many people, reaching and expressing God's love and His truth to them, and the safety and the goodness that He wanted to dispense into people's lives. And I spent some time just pondering that, God. God, I don't want to stray. I don't want to stray from the safety. I don't want to stray from truth. I don't want to stray from goodness. God, I want to know the Word. I want to know the power of God. I want to know the Word of God. All 31,104 verses. I want to know it, God. I want to know it, God. I want to know it, God. If somebody gets me a chocolate Easter bunny, oh, baby, I'll eat it. That's not what I want. Because this is Holy Week. And I want what God has for me. My new memory verse for this week is Proverbs 24:26. It says, an honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. An honest answer, an assuring answer. That word can be translated, an assuring answer. An answer that assures you of something. An answer assuring you of something is like this intimacy in your life. Like this intimacy in your heart and in your soul. This truth, this assuring truth. God says, I want to give you this kiss on the lips. I want to give you this assurance that something is real. I wanted you to know the Scriptures. I want you to know the Word of God. Let me kiss you on the lips, God saying. I want you to know, because I don't want you to stray from safety. I don't want you to stray from truth. I don't want you to stray from goodness. I want you to have this kiss of God on your lips. I want you to know the Word. And as I kiss your lips, I want you to feel the power of God. And watch that steadfastly put your feet on the rock and watch it navigate you through life. Let me kiss you on the lips. Let me have this word of assurance. Let me show you this strong affection toward you. Receive this kiss. God, and I heard God say that to me. Receive this kiss. We see when the first time we see Moses interacting with God, he hid his face. And then we see one of the final times that he was interacting with God, he talked to God lips to lip. All the way from, I don't know who you are, I heard of you, you're a burning bush, you're scaring me, I don't know what to do. All the way from there, God says, I just want you to know who I am, and I'm not this scary God, I'm this loving God, I'm this powerful God, I am this good God, and I want to kiss you on the lips. I don't want you to be in error. I want you to know. So let God kiss you on the lips this morning. Let Him kiss you on the lips this morning. Let Him kiss you on the lips with some of His words. I just want you to feel God say this to you. And just so you know, these Hershey kisses, they ain't hollow. God says, because no kiss from me is hollow. The kisses from me are solid truth. It goes all the way to the core. And I want to kiss you this morning. I want to kiss you on this Palm Sunday morning. I want to kiss you this morning. Because I want you to be saved. I want you to know the truth. And I want you to experience goodness. And as I kiss you on the lips. John 3:16 says this, just hear this. I know you might know it. God loves you. For God so loved the world. You're worth it. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. That whoever would believe in Him would not perish but have eternal life. Hear God say that to you this morning. Please hear Him say that to you this morning. that I love you and I've got something for you. I've got eternal life for you. I didn't come into this world to condemn the world. I didn't come into this world to point fingers. I didn't come in. Oh, the world will point fingers at you. The world will remind you of how wrong you are. Oh, the world will screw you up. That's not me, God said. Hear me. Let me kiss you on the lips. Hear me. I love you. And I came from heaven to earth to show you the way. I come so you can have eternal life, which is this powerful relationship with me. I didn't come to point fingers at you. I come to redeem you. For God did not send Jesus into this world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. That's why I came, he said. Can you feel that this morning? This Holy Week, as you buy some Easter candy. Listen, these are part of the $19 billion. I bought these. I got $13 worth of candy kisses. But it's wrapped in the most powerful truth that you can know. How about this one? Isaiah 40, verses 28 and 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is not going away. Or as that scripture say, he's an everlasting God. The creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. In his understanding, no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Let him kiss you on the lips this morning. He's here, ready to empower you when you feel those weak moments of life. Let him kiss you on the lips. I'm not going away, he said. I'm not going away. I own everything, and I am your supply, and I am without limitation, and I am your strength. Please don't stray from safety. Don't stray from the truth. Don't stray from goodness. Let me kiss you on the lips this morning. How about this one? I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Are you hearing me this morning? I didn't create you and redeem you and then say good luck until you reach heaven. Don't you know that I'm powerful? Don't you know I'm not going away? Don't you know that I give strength to the weary? Don't you know I will instruct you? I will. I'll talk to you. I'll speak to you. I will teach you the way. I know your life is challenging. I know you're up against a lot of stuff. I know, but I know the way. I'm above all things. I know you've heard this story before, but I was in a few acres of corn in Lancaster County that they cut a maize in. Somebody thinks that's funny. Put you in a maze and say, see if you can get to the other side without cutting through the corn, which any normal, logical person would do. And then they give you this big, tall flag while you're in there and say, if you get in trouble, just wave your flag. Well, somebody that was in our neighborhood raised their flag and they, flag number two, are you in trouble? Yes. You know, I've been in here like 3 hours. At least sun water, you know. Just. And all of a sudden you heard over the loudspeaker, go straight ahead, take your next right. You know why they knew that? Because they had this big, huge platform built in the middle. And they were on the platform and they could see all the path. They could see where you were. They could see the number on your flag. And they knew how to get out. They had the map. And they had the way. And God said, I know the way. And I'll teach you. I will counsel you. Don't try to go this life alone. Don't go alone. I will teach you and I will counsel you and I will empower you and I will love on you because you're my daughter, and I will show you the way and I will counsel you and watch over you. Nobody gonna mess with my kid. How about this one? Galatians. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reach a harvest. If we don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You're going that way. Don't give up. Keep walking with God. I love you. I'm powerful. I will guide you in the way. Don't give up. Let Him kiss you on the lips this morning. See, I don't want you to stray from safety and truth and goodness. I want you to know my truth. I want you to know the Scripture. And I want you to know the power of God. I want you to know it. How about this one? Psalm 30, verses 11 through 12. You turn my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. Oh Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. I'm going to take an upside down week. I'm going to put a joy in you in spite of all that breakdown. In spite of the physical affliction that's struck your house. In spite of all that, I'm taking your wailing. I'm taking your wailing and I'm going to move it into dancing. And I'm going to take that heavy heart and I'm going to fill it with joy. Because I love you. Because I came from heaven to earth to show you the way. Because I got a path for you. Because I didn't come here to point fingers at you. I came here to point you down the path. Let God kiss you on the lips this morning. Let Him kiss you during Holy Week. He wants to. How about this one? Psalm 46, 10. You know, my wife has been kissing me for a long time. Pushing 40 years. And I never get tired of my wife kissing me. And you may have been kissed by this verse before. Don't get tired of being kissed by the same verse. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. And I will be exalted among the nations. Be still. Just let me kiss you on the lips this morning. With this solid truth that will bring you into safety and truth and goodness, let me kiss you on the lips. I like having handouts because now you know how close I am to finished. I just threw these two in there to mess you up this morning. How about this one? In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief of all kinds of trials. I got you. Aren't you just glad that God knows that? Because sometimes I got to be honest, I need to be kissed on the lips with that to know that God's got me. And God sees it. Even if He does not remove it instantly in my life, and often He will not, because He's going to guide me in the path out of that. Because He's going to use it to show me. He's going to use my wailing. If I'm never wailing, I never know how the value of dancing is. But to know, God says, I know. I know. I know in your life. I know that you're up against a lot of stuff at times. I love you. I care for you. How about this one? We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus went before us, has entered on our behalf. You know what that means? It is well with my soul. You know what that means when I close my eyes for the final time on this earth? As a believer in Jesus Christ, when I open them up, I'm going to be in His very presence. Because my anchor holds. And my anchor, because Jesus came from heaven to earth to show the way and to take my anchor into the very presence of God and place it in there. And He says, when the roll is called up yonder, you're going to be there. Not because you're cool and not because you're a pastor. Because Jesus secured your anchor. So whatever is going on in your life right now, know that your anchor is secure. That it enters the inner sanctuary. That it goes deep inside of the very presence of God. How about this one? 2 Samuel 22:29. You are my lamp. Oh Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. Do you know where He's at in your darkness right now? Dead center. Tobin just told us that you can be so dark. You can be so dark, but I'll tell you from this podium right here, I'll tell you that whatever darkness you're in right now, when God turns on the light, darkness loses because darkness is the absence of light. And He says, I'm right in the middle of your darkness. Oh, let me kiss you on the lips with that this morning. Let me kiss you on the lips with that this morning. That I am in the middle of your darkness. I'm right dead center. And get ready, baby, because I'm about to turn on the light. Let Him kiss you on the lips this morning. Let Him kiss you on the lips. Let me finish with this one this day. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and goodness. Had nothing to do with you. It's because God is good. And I've come and I've called you. And I will not leave nor forsake you. And I'm not going to back off. I'm not going to sit on the sidelines. I'm not a dugout God. I'm in the middle of your darkness. I'm in the middle of your desert. I'm in the middle of your way because I love you. I did not come here to point fingers at you. I come here to show you the way. I got everything you need. I get everything you need for life here and now and godliness for here and after. I get everything you need to be the man, to be the woman, to be the husband, to be the mother that you need to be. I get everything you need to be the child of God that you need to be. I've got everything you need to be the husband that you need to be. And I got everything that you need I got everything that you need to navigate this life. Let me bring it to you. Let me bring it to you. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my lips, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Because I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I am made pure. I have life. I can breathe. I am healed and I am free. Because you are strong and you are sure. You are your life. You are life. You endure. You are good. You're always true. You are light breaking through. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. You are more than enough. You are here. You are love. You are hope. You are grace. You are everything we need, God. Here's my heart. Speak what is true. Jesus says, don't leave safety and truth and goodness. Know my word. Let me kiss you on the lips. Let me show you my power. Because I am more than enough. Stand with me today. Father, thank you for these moments together. Thank you for that scripture that leaped off the pages and spoke to my heart this week. Thank you that Jesus, and I know, I just feel that when I read that passage, the compassion that you had, saying you're off base. You have strayed from this safety and this truth and this goodness because you don't know the scripture. And you don't know the power of God. Father, help us this morning to receive a kiss from God this morning. A kiss from God, this assuring answer is like a kiss on the lips. This assurance that you give us that we are yours and you're more than enough. That even though we're in the darkness, you're there with us. And everything we need for life and godliness is all in you, God. You truly are more than enough. So, Father, I'm just going to ask for me personally and also for all of us that this holy week, even maybe as we read the homework, that we would feel this kiss on our lips. And, Lord, okay, we can buy some baskets and some chocolate Easter bunnies. But help us not to go through this Holy Week without a kiss on the lips from God. Father, I thank you. Father, we're going to say amen, and then we're going to be released into this world that so desperately needs a church on fire for Jesus. So help us this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.